Welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on the compliance requirements of the legal industry. My name's Anthony Adshead, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me today I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. The first question today, Mathieu, is what are the compliance requirements of the legal industry? And over to you.
Thank you. Well, let's have a look at the specific challenges that the legal industry has with regards to the information and the data that it hosts. Firstly, we need to have a look at the whole idea of the CIA concept, so the confidentiality, the integrity, and the availability of the data for the lawyers, the attorneys, but also for their clients, and potentially also for the other party. Attorneys will typically host information that pertains to their clients, to the actual matter that they're defending or that they're suing for, and also information as to how they internally came to advise a client to follow a particular route in terms of the case that they're looking after. So in other words, the decision process that was taken internally. It's also important to understand that the difference between confidential information, some of which might actually by law have to be disclosed to both parties, i.e. the claimant and the defendant, versus what we call privileged info, which is really information that is shared between the client and the lawyers. We also need to have a look at the international aspect of cases. For instance, some cases, especially with regards to e-discovery, may require accessing information from several jurisdictions, the EU, the US, Asia, maybe other parts of the world. So in that respect, from a compliance perspective, you're looking at EU data protection, USPII, Asian regulations, and transfer of data from one area to the other. So it's also important to have a look at the fact that a lot of the information is still on paper. The legal industry keeps a lot of information on paper. So there are some secure printing concerns. And in the end, they end up with a lot of unstructured data accumulated throughout cases. So the idea is to make sure that they know where it is, how to access it, and that it's always secured, whether it's on mobile devices, laptops, in filing cabinets, or even in the cloud, which has its own challenges.
Thanks, Mathieu. You were at Legal Tech last week in New York. What were the key issues with reference to compliance and storage and backup that were prominent there? Over to you again.
So Legal Tech advertises itself as being the best event for the legal industry and for legal firms to improve their practice management. And by that, they're looking at different aspects such as dictating letters, billing systems for the amount of hours that are being spent by attorneys, e-discovery, storage of data, indexing of data, and essentially anything that allows a legal firm to run from a technology perspective. So this year at Legal Tech in 2014, the focus wasn't so much on e-discovery as a technique, but rather on e-discovery tools and predictive coding. And you would expect that from Legal Tech. However, this year there was also a lot of focus on big data management for legal firms. And the consensus was that lawyers always end up with a lot of unstructured data that they need to make sense of and restructure in order to build a case. So in that respect, classification of data, as well as indexation of data and making sure that the right people have access to the right data at the right time in a timely fashion in order to end up in court at the right moment, is really paramount. There was also a good bit of discussions around the impact of the NSA scandal last year with regards to the legality of accessing private data by government how that data should be protected and what it meant for the legal industry. So the intersection between data privacy and e-discovery requests was actually very well discussed at Legal Tech. And so it's very likely that over the next year and into next year's Legal Tech, there's going to be a lot more discussions about technology, cloud aspects, as well as the impact of the new EU regulation with regards to data protection on the cloud. So secure storage and data classification is really, really key for the legal industry and should be one of the priorities in 2014.
Thanks, Matthew. And that's the end of the podcast.